All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Explicit Measures podcast. This is Tommy, Mike, and Seth. We are here at episode 50. I think we made it.
Oh, we're definitely on the way.
We'll see how today goes, but we made it to 50. That's crazy.
What does that mean, Tommy? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Special things are in store for our audience. That's right.
Yeah. Oh man, we are lightning.
This is gonna be a good episode. This is gonna be funny regardless. So Seth and I have been preparing the episode. We're kind of saying what we should do for 50. 50 is kind of like a big milestone mark. And I said we should just do funny stuff around Power BI, something a lighter topic, something that's kind of easy just to kind of hang out and talk and have fun with it. Well, Tommy was not having it. Tommy was like, we can't do this. This is not gonna be a good idea. Like,
and it wasn't just this isn't a good idea. It was like five minutes of Mike and I trying to convince a guy who's just like this, just staring dead face. Just
like, no, look at it. It's funny.
This isn't funny. Like, no, check this one out, Tommy. This is hilarious. And Tommy was not coming around. So if this is a crash and burn episode, I'll take ownership. I think Mike.
Well, we will.
And Tommy, you'll sit on top and be like, I told you so. But
what is it? What they say? Going down with the ship? Is that what they say? Yeah, if this ship's like burning that. And going down, Seth and I are on this hot fiery ship, burning and going down.
To the deck.
Yeah, we tied Tommy to the deck of the ship.
There's no choice.
So there's a ton of funny stuff across the internet. And so for those of you who are watching, those of you who are chatting, like you know, if you're on LinkedIn or YouTube, we can see your comments or we can kind of comment on them. So please, this is going to be more of like probably one of our more engaging episodes, podcast things. Please write up things, find things that you find across the internet that are funny around Power BI, data modeling, things that just tickle that funny bone. Put them in the chat window. Send us links. We're going to try and capture a lot of these things and just kind of have some fun for the next 30, 45 minutes or so. Or 10 minutes if this doesn't go well.
Because memes translate to an audio podcast.
That's
gonna be great. So yeah. If you're listening right now, you're in for a treat. Buckle up.
So that was Tommy last night. Literally last night, Tommy goes, I had an epiphany. He goes, are we trying to give memes out on a podcast? And I was like, that's like a dad joke in and of itself. Just right there, just trying to write memes into a podcast. So some of the jokes I think are going to be meme related. I think there's a trend right now going on LinkedIn where there's a lot of people throwing out memes around just funny things in Power BI. Meme Monday seems to be kind of a thing. It started on Reddit, I believe, and I picked it up on the LinkedIn page for Power BI tips, and I started trying to groom these things and find them, and they just make me laugh. They're hilarious.
I'll just say right off the bat, there is a treasure trove of posts, and I'm actually going to post this in
post that treasure post the where, treasure trove.
There's a user by the name of mwinter225 on Reddit.
Yeah,
that's where the vast majority of like all of the great stuff
that's where I've it started
found on the webs.
Yes, is
this guy, whoever you are, it has the best sense of humor around Power BI. Obviously a power user.
Yes,
like just man.
It's probably a rune. It's Will Thompson. He just made up a meme.
Somebody like, at Microsoft.
It's like the Thready, the dinosaur that's from Microsoft too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh goodness.
So a couple things. So I tried to prime the pump here a little bit for some content, and those of you who follow us on Twitter and or LinkedIn, I also threw out a kind of quick question. We were talking about Nifty 50, and this is their 50th episode. But I said, give us your best practices in Power BI, wrong answers only. So I want to start off with that kind of topic first. And so Tommy, Seth, I will throw this status down in the chat window for you guys so you can go read through the threads here. And then I'm also going to try and chat it out on the feed on the YouTube or all the feeds here. So here is the topic for best business practices, wrong answers only. And so I was at a conference and I was talking with a number of other MVPs, and we had a good like 20 minutes of just talking about this, because we were talking. I said, well, what if we had like a funny, because Microsoft does this, what's the segment that they do is funny at one of the conferences? They have like the business, it was a power hour. It's the power hour. So that Microsoft would do this Power Hour, and it would be quite funny. It's like this session of like crazy things around Power BI or funny things that like, I don't know what, I haven't been to one because my session was always during Power Hour and Adam kept taking all my people away from my session. But ghost towned us twice or something.
Appreciate
like that.
That.
Yeah, thank you. But in doing that, there's like a bunch of funny little things. And so we were talking as MVPs and we're saying, what if we had like bad practice analyzer instead of the best practice analyzer? What would be your bad practice analyzer options? And this is kind of along that thread. That thread is, what is your BPA? Bad practice analyzers. So I'm gonna read a couple of these off because some of them, holy cow, really funny. I thought they were pretty good. One was from I think it's Jens. Load your data transformations. Oh, load data with as few data transformations as possible. All your DACs will be easily your ETL tool of choice. I've seen models like this before where the DAX is so gnarly and you're like, man, if you just made one more table, it would have been so much easier than having to write 16 pages of DAX. Oh, that's another good one. Greg Deckler, he jumps in with a never use calculate, not needed. Oh, goodness.
It's funny how a lot of those, because I was looking at that and it's, I don't know how much you actually see that with, like, I see this with people who like have been using Power BI for years. And it is one of them. You would think that after a point, people would kind of like, huh, there may be a better way. But like with the don't use calculate, I think there are like five flat table ones. Everyone's like the flat tables.
Oh yeah.
So read
the joke. Yeah. So the joke is, no star schema needed. Star schema is too difficult to manage and for wimps. Only use flat tables only. So it's like, no, that's not how we do this.
Alex Dupler drops a good one. He's like, data should be in third normal form and keys should be GUIDs. You don't need a day table.
Of course, Alex said that one. That was perfect for Alex.
You don't need a day table. Reports only exist to make dashboards.
Yes, that's the best one right there.
I think my favorite one was prepare your data as far as downstream as possible. Yeah. DAX has your back.
Exactly. Another one of DAX
makes DAX your ETL tool of choice.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
Steve Campbell is a good one, which it, like, the funny part about these are they're so true when you're in like when you're just learning Power BI.
Oh right? Yeah.
Like Steve Campbell, load all your columns just in case users might need it in the future.
Yeah.
Right? Like you were all there. It's like, oh, I can't remove that.
I might need it in the future. And it will never leave the model because once it's in production, you're too scared to move it.
What you're not thinking about is the last part. Like, it's easy to remove columns after you publish a data set with no consequences.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you're not thinking like, oh, oops, I just nuked, you know, not only this report, but I learned about other reports I could connect to this report and the same data set.
Nothing like nuking a column and finding out you get a bunch of people like, so I guess it's like a typical IT thing, right? If you don't think someone's using something, turn it off. You'll find out real quick if someone's using something. So turn off a bunch of columns and see if anyone's using them. If they don't whine, you're good to go. Keep on moving.
So I have to ask because all the threads were like, yep, seen that. I've done that. And yep. I always think for myself, like it was experience. You know, obviously you read the best practice or the documentation is like, oh, I shouldn't do this. But do you think for a lot of like most majority of people, it's because we've done it? Or do you think people now are actually reading it and avoiding these situations, like the flat tables, doing everything in DAX.
I don't think you know any better. I think it starts out with one of these. I have a problem to solve. I can solve it this way or that way, solve it. Like, and so these are things that I think you learn over time, and as you get more into the tool, you figure out like these are things I should be looking out for.
These are also I think a lot of these are just these such painful moments that you've experienced in the past.
That's true too. That's why they're funny.
Like a lot of them can be horrific, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Didier in our YouTube chat says, never save your report after a whole day modifying your model. like that brings back nightmares.
I've done that.
So funny.
I've done that.
You sit there and like, oh my God. Like not only in Power BI, but in school.
Yeah.
Like where your system just blue screens.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh, Oh my god. And like literally lost a day's worth of just intense work.
Yes. Yes. That was the worst. Yeah. Your stomach sinks, man. And you got to be like, okay, I got to tell the team I'm going to be late on something because I took a whole day and I just lost it all.
For the next 3 months, you're saving every 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So I have two things enabled in Power BI. It's one, the autosave rather than it's like 20 minutes, it's like five. So, and then two, there's actually another option where you can basically say if anything's not saved. Like do that, like, hey, we found some reports that have, you know, been recovered. Yeah. It's annoying because sometimes like you'll publish it and you say save, but it's a backup just in case something happens. Like when Power BI freezes, it's not even about like you forgot to save it. It's just like that little freeze or like working on it. And you're like, oh no.
That's a funny thing you mentioned there, Tommy, because I feel like I remember earlier on, again, I'm not gonna go into memories. Speaking of which, we had a bet going and I think I won. I think I did.
Mm-hmm.
So side detail here. So if you were following Tommy and I on Twitter, or even it was last episode, Tommy was saying, I found a group buy. This group buy thing just appeared in October. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that October group buys wasn't a thing. And it's been around for a while. And Tommy's like, oh, yeah,
group buy.
It was definitely in October. I've never seen it before in my life. I work in the program all the time. I'm so good at this. I know everything about Power BI. And then...
That's embellishment.
Embellishment.
Yeah. The person who's eating a free steak. So, okay. But continue. Go ahead.
And so I started. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's been. I'm pretty sure I used it before, and I'm pretty sure it was there on the bar. Now, I for a fact know you right click on a column, you can make a group. I know that was there.
Yeah, that I knew that.
But I'm pretty certain I demoed it for someone or did something that gave them a demo around. Hey, we're going to right click on these bars or groups of bars and then click group by, and I'll be doggone it. I was like, I'll take Tommy up on this bet. So
after you Googled and found the answer.
After I Googled and found the answer. So I said, deal. And then sent Tommy the link. Here it is. April 2021 group by on the bar chart. There's the example. So I was like, yeah, I just won that one. So that's all right. One in each court now. We want one in
fine.
Each court.
That's fine. I am not a prideful man. I know when I'm, you know, when
agreed. I paid up.
Correcting me.
I paid up and, when I was wrong. Now it's your turn.
Well, we won't have to go to Houston for this. You're an hour and a half away. So
we're gonna fly somewhere. We're gonna go somewhere awesome. I'm gonna go to Cuba. We have to do the dinner in Cuba or something crazy far away. So that way, gotta make you fly there and then give you a dinner, just like I gave you a dinner in Houston.
Tommy, just I'll meet you there. Just call the restaurant and be like, here's my credit card number.
Yeah, right. Like, hey,
that would be the best. Hey, Mike, I'll meet you there.
What if we met in Italy? But Tommy, go.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
All right. So, well, dinner in Italy.
Yeah. That's no problem. I mean, you're paying for the flight, but you're sure.
That's amazing. Anyways,
Fred Kaffenberger had a devious one. Imagine trying to do this, like make all your visuals in MS Paint and import them as images.
Can you see people clicking?
Can you try to do it, like literally, like try do that in like a year to date or something? And like stick it in the corner of a report.
Oh, that'd
like,
be
oh
funny.
That one doesn't change with the filters. Like, see if people notice. It just tracks the progress for the
year. Man, this KPI hasn't changed in months.
Just update it with like a different color in every month or something.
Oh, that's
like raise the bars a little bit.
It behaves exactly like this. So it behaves exactly like scorecards behave now.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow. Based on experience. So I
got one more of those. Cindy is probably like, this is probably close to my heart. Thomas Foster. Power BI Premium isn't required to share for free. You can just use Publish to Web.
Yes, exactly. Just use Publish to Web. I remember having conversations with that. I would walk into organizations and like, oh yeah, you know, Robbie just sends me a link for a report and just shows up in my inbox.
Isn't it 6 months, man? Just every single company
client
you walk into.
Tons.
All right. Before we start talking about anything, let's talk about a feature you should not have enabled. Oh, what do you mean we shouldn't have it enabled?
what do we call it? We called it something. We're like, this is the get fired button, right? Or something like that. It was like, we made it kind of pointed because, one thing I never got around to doing, which I thought would have been pretty funny, the URL that tells you this is the published web, there's, if you look at multiple URLs and compare them like side by side, there's only a couple characters, like 16 maybe, in the middle that are different. Most of the characters in that thing are identically the same. And so after I learned this, I thought, well, someone should make like Power BI Roulette or Power BI Slot Machine.
One of the MVPs made a website and started putting out
random
published to web links.
Yep.
And you could scroll through.
Yep.
And you could click on things and see company information.
Yep. Because people were not paying attention to that.
He did it because he didn't do everything out there, mm-mm, but he had access to everything out there.
Exactly.
I'd point people to this and be like, this is exactly why you don't want to do it. Like, look, it's all out there. And all somebody needs to do is know, Mike, what you're talking about.
Yep.
The little differentiators, yep, here. And your stuff's out there.
Because people, I literally heard people saying, oh, but it's like a 32 character, it's like a 120 character long thing that's secure. No one can guess that. Like, they can't guess it, but they can start brute forcing it. And then after I learned there's only like a couple characters in the middle that were actually different between reports, that makes it a whole lot easier to guess.
Then the second part, like, people thought they were getting smart and they would embed it in SharePoint. And because they had to log into SharePoint, they thought it was secure. By the way,
SharePoint's the answer. Don't do it.
There's a better way.
There's a better way.
The URL link is still out there.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I think there's a difference. Were some of this we're talking about stupidity? The other part too is like, rite of passage. Because I would argue that the majority of the things, whether it's the memes or those bad practice ones, is like, you cannot avoid that happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can read. If you spent if you spent a year just reading Power BI books and articles, but never used Power BI desktop, and then after that year of reading books and articles and blogs, you're going to still run into half these problems at the very least.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Like, you're going to need a couple bi-directional relationships.
Bumps.
You're gonna have a many-to-many. Like, something came up and you're like, why is that doing that? And you need to have something that would handle that. It will come up. This is I think why these are funny, because you kind of run into these things. Oh, Kevin Arnold, Google search finds these things easily. Yes. Yeah. The amount of Googling that happens around getting some of these stuff built is I think very, it's a thing. You do it. Oh, there's still so many good ones in here.
Yeah, I think he was talking about
the memes or the solutions.
Published web.
Oh, the published web. Oh yeah. Well, I believe
I want to find that.
Daniel Oetker, the real competition is about who can add the most visuals to a single report page.
Winner. I thought that one's really good.
Dude, there's this one meme that kills me. I love it. And so I'll put myself on the altar of trying to describe a meme, right?
Well, all right.
Put the link in the YouTube or
this is the chat. There you go.
Or put it in the chat put it to all the channels.
Yeah, if you're on the podcast audio only and you're obviously near your phone, in the episode description there's a link to a Flickr gallery, two of them, and then also for those who are watching live, we put it in the chats. So that's what we'll be referencing.
Yeah, this is the first podcast with like real reference material, and the reference material is a whole bunch of memes that we've found across the internet.
Supporting resources. Our memes.
So this is like, you're in the boardroom and you got the guy at the head of the table and he's talking to three folks. He's like, "All right, team, we need some ideas for the new sales report." The guy's like, "Tables." Girl's like, "Matrices." The guy with his hand on his chin is like, "What about a report that challenges the norm with the use of appropriate and varied visual choices that help us gain insight into our data on a deeper level?" It's like, throw them out the window.
Yeah. You're like, tables.
I think as Power BI,
oh man, growth,
like when you're in the mix with visual choices, choosing the right visual to represent the data, because it's fast and it expedites the decision making process.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a ton of time in here, and we're 7-8 years into just the heavy Power BI report building, helping people do this. And the number one thing we always face.
Mm-hmm.
Can I export that?
Yes. Always.
Can I export 500,000 rows? Why? Because I want to see in Excel.
Yeah. Can we just see the numbers? I just want to see the numbers. Yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Because I want to pivot it.
There's so many good ones. I'm trying not to laugh.
It's just it's right here. Yes. That's what I did for you. So you don't have to.
I think I'm realizing something right now because we literally just
Anthony. Okay. Anthony throws in one in the chat window. I gotta throw a chat window in here. Anthony goes, Kevin Arnold, new things are hard to learn. Just find any published a web report and publish that. It's like, grab other people's published web reports and put it in your SharePoint. Like, here's the company sales from somebody else's company.
That would be fun. The random generator. Like, hey, somebody else is probably doing this too.
Yeah,
let's go. We should make a ranking site, right? Just have a random generator of
freak out.
Oh my
freak
goodness!
Freak out your company. Do that.
Oh my goodness.
You probably lose your job though.
Well, luckily that feature is now turned off by default. It's kind of off. You have
Did they finally default turn it off?
I believe it's restricted already, and you have to turn it on by like with other features or put
you
it.
You can
in.
Control it very easily now.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Security
Open
groups and stuff
like
that. Yeah,
yeah.
Which is much better than it was before. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
So let me go back real quick with the table one because I think this is the one we all face more than anything. I'm going to have my hot take that I might have just figured out right now, but we just had a client meeting and it was basically, we were doing like the interactive sandbox together. And I think we use tables a lot when there's not a lot of, in a sense, KPIs, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like when you're just building a report where it's like, can you just show the sales when there's nothing to compare? It's like, because I don't know, man, sometimes it just makes sense because you're like, okay, if I show a bar chart here, what's that going to do?
I'm not arguing.
No, I know. I know. Useless. No, unfortunately,
default behavior of almost a ton of users is let me export all of the data so I can do this by myself.
Man.
Oh, Tommy, you found a good list. Like, I found some of these memes. These are hilarious, Tommy. You've done a great, you've outdone yourself, Tommy. I don't know what it is from Luca. I think it's the story from Luca. The little boy from Luca is the movie. And he puts his hands in the air and he goes, when you do so well in Power BI that they start putting you on all the system projects or all the problem projects, and you go, why do I fix everything I touch?
I love that one. So I love and that was a Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph. Okay, yeah, exactly. Sure. But that's, oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's like, when as soon as they see you're good at something, oh gosh, Tommy's good at building reports. Tommy, fix all these crappy reports that we have now, these bad data models. Just come in and clean them up. Like, 2 weeks, right?
And you find it happening too in other processes or solutions. Again, like I think it's not this goes beyond Power BI, and I think this is the Power Platform. It's like, hey, you know what you did for them? Like, hey, can you actually expand that to all those other things that are actually related, but no one's talked about until just now? You know, like we should have that automated too. You're like, if I look at my estimated schedule, which goes along, I think my favorite one is, I guess, is from Marvel Loki.
Yeah.
And it says the business manager, I have a great idea for a report. How long do you think it'll take for you to make it? And then it's basically
that Loki entirely smiling. Depends on the that answers entire, you give me next.
Yeah, on the information you're about to give me.
Yes.
And yeah, because how many calls are you say, hey, we need a report, is this possible? You're like, well, there's a lot more to this.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, they're like, you know, it's pretty important. You're like, okay, well, let's talk about it. So, and they're like, no, it's really simple. We just need to grab this. And then it's never that because it's, yeah.
You know, one of the biggest challenges, that, you know, actually probably a bit of feedback for Microsoft too, right? An end user assumes that whatever you're producing in one of their objects, whether it's a matrix, whether it's a subtotal, you know, like typically with subtotals or totals or whatever, they assume that when they export it, it's coming with them, right? Or it's going to be exported.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's like trying to explain to some people that it's like, yeah, no, like that's like, I can't give that in that format to you, right? Like I'm showing that to you in this format, but I can't dump it out in that format.
That's the best. Yeah, they're like, they have a smart sheet or Excel file. Like, so we get these numbers from three different people. We do a formula. Can you just, you know, just get the data and make a power, like a report from this? You're like, where's the data coming from?
Yeah. Where's, like, who's got this data? What is this magical data you speak of?
You see like these percentage discounts and then the number, there's no formula in it. It's just static number going.
Someone in Excel literally copy pasted and copied values. They didn't give you any of the formulas. Here's an Excel sheet with a whole bunch of paste as values.
Yeah.
And you can't
price. Yeah. You got all this pricing. Like, who gave you that? Where'd you get the pricing from? They're like, oh, finance. Like, no, you, yeah.
No, it's you
like,
didn't. When? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys remember? So do you guys remember the, for a period of time, they had like this penguin thing for the errors?
Oh, yeah.
And still the, it was on, before the Henry the Owl, right?
Henry the Owl is what this thing is called.
No, that's I thought that's an owl.
Okay. This is how much I know.
The gray looking bird thing with the big eyes?
Yeah,
that's Henry the Owl.
Henry the Owl.
That's what I heard.
There's a website for Henry the Owl, isn't there?
I thought there was too.
Or maybe I'm thinking
we just literally we've been doing this podcast for 50 episodes. Seth is now just having the realization Henry the Owl is a thing.
I didn't know. I know I saw the visual. I just didn't know it had a name and it was an owl. It looked like a penguin somehow to me. But in any case, if you've been using Power BI and breaking it for some reason or another, like this meme is good. It's like the kid, you know, looking at a piece of paper with Henry the Owl saying something went wrong. Please try again later. And it's like, whoa. And then he looks up from the paper. And he's like, this is worthless.
They've done that one. Yeah.
Kevin says there's a Twitter account for the owl. And even a burner account for the owl.
I gotta go find that on Twitter and say hi to Henry the Owl.
They have that same meme with the guy saying this is worthless, except it's because I guess there's meme generators out there. I'm really showing my age now. But it's like when your boss hands you a sketch of an idea for a report they want, and it's just a paper of drawings for visuals, and it's like, this is worthless.
Yes.
Same idea.
Dieter's jumping in the conversation. He goes, he's a new idea. I said, create a new idea on ideas.com or ideas.powerbi.com. He says, add the possibility into the data model area where you analyze a notepad. So you can get tables out in notepad.
Are there a bunch of
analyze my log file, please?
I'm sorry, we don't have export to Excel. We have analyze in a notepad. Does that work for you?
Yeah, all those, like I just ran into performance trees. I was experimenting with combining three composite or live data sets into one in the composite model.
Mm-hmm.
And every time it would refresh, it would show an error. And then literally the pop-up would keep coming.
Yeah.
Every time you'd say close, it would pop up again because it said like, there's no reference to the entity. And the thing is, since you refreshed it, it's never going to find it. So the error will always show up. So you're like, all right, well, start a new report.
I'm in an infinite loop now. I've just screwed it all up.
Probably this wasn't not for a client. This was me just testing something out. But then they're like, those freaking logs. They're like, hey, copy the error message and copy the trace file. You're like, okay, maybe I'll find something on identify what I can do.
That would be a good meme right there is, you know, when you have the error, copy logs. And you copy the log, and it's like all in Greek. It's literally like another, like I have no clue. Like, thank you for the login information.
How am I supposed to do that?
But I have no. It didn't help at all. It's just more gobbledygook. I can't figure out what went wrong.
How? I mean, logs are a thing in Windows. How? I've even Googled like log analyzer, like not for Power BI, but for computers. And there's nothing out there. Like, how can you? This is amazing. So Windows
Oh man, if we're making up memes, right? Isn't there like what is that three-part grid where it's like the dude, he looks away, and then it's like the lights coming out of his eyes, like the elevation.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like it's probably something like, you know, I can find advanced editor. I can run the analyzer tool and then like I can read log files.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's like the brain keeps getting smarter and smarter.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. I like this one. I like this one from Thanos. So it's Thanos in an interview room. So they have like these, you see these interviews where you have, it's like, I'm in a room and they do, it's like, I don't know what it was, the TV show. You'd have a background image and then you'd have the foreground image and they would black out the entire character and you'd have, you'd interview them because they don't want to be known. You clearly can see it's Thanos. Like it's, his outline is
a giant person.
So he goes, first statement, I fear no man. And then, but that thing, and then you see apply changes, the little yellow ribbon bar that says apply changes. He goes, it scares me. I'm like, yeah, I've been there. I've come out of Power Query and be like, oh man, the yellow bar's up again. I gotta hit apply changes. I don't know what's gonna happen next. This could be interesting. It could go fast. It could go for a long time. I don't know.
Yeah. There's another one where like the picture of a golfer who's being interviewed and you can, it's just this disgusted downward look where his eyes are closed. And the text is the business user. All the numbers are off on the report. I should be able to see everything. Me. Have you reset your filter selections? Business user. What's that?
Oh my goodness.
You're killing me. These are great. Absolutely. Do you guys remember what was the movie Zoolander? And Zoolander, there's what's the Will evil Ferrell. Character? Yeah, Will Ferrell, and he's the evil character in Zoolander. And he reaches over to the lady next to him and they're on the runway and they're always like, yeah, it's so hot right now. And he goes, the meme is, what was it? Oh, I'm looking at it. Oh yeah.
Query folding.
So hot right now. That was like during Alex's like 30 days of Power Query folding when he was like doing an exercise around how to get people to build Power Query folding things. I thought that's a really good one. I'll put that one in the chat window. That's hilarious.
There are certain
trends. Mike, you gotta, you gotta look at the one I just pasted in chat. All right, share that. It's your hat.
Oh, it is my hat?
It's your hat, man.
Oh no. Oh no, someone's making a meme out of my hat now?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying it makes your hat relevant.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm gonna
Two images.
Oh yeah, Peepix.
On one side, you have the woman yelling and her friend holding her back, and it's like PBIX.
Yes, yes.
With the dots between it, and then on the other frame, there's a cat sitting on a chair with like lettuce in front of it, and it's like Peepix.
That was literally my conversation yesterday with all my friends. Are like, yeah, what's a Peebix? No, PBIX is what it was.
I think my favorite one out of all of them, because this actually literally just happened to me, except it was with my wife. I think it's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It has to be. And I don't remember the guy's name, but it's the funniest character in it. And it's basically the top says, when my boss walks into my cubicle while I'm putting together a data model. And it's basically the guy from It's Always Sunny.
Yes, yes.
And it looks like a beautiful mind. His eyes have clearly been painting red. Yeah. And he's like pointing, just like, oh, you don't know. Like his face is so perfect. No, I'm not even kidding. This literally happened to me last night.
This is Tommy with his arms up. Arms up. You know, I'm almost there.
It's like all this paper everywhere. Like this, I'm not even kidding. This literally happened to me last night. I had my model was just not working. My wife came downstairs a little later and I guess I was staring at the computer longer than I thought. And like, I was forgetting to like wipe my nose. And I'm like, she's like, Tommy, and I look over, she's like, what the heck? And she's like, are you okay? I was clearly like tearing up already because I was just staring at the computer. I was like, you don't understand. I said, just, you gotta give me a second. And she's like, stop staring at the screen. Have you gotten up? I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'll be right there. And you're never right
there. You're never right there.
So, but that, I'm like, that literally happened last night. By far my favorite.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. We've talked about that too with our work-life balance. If you're in the middle of a model or especially if you're trying to figure out a number and it's right around closing time, so to speak, I can't walk away. There's no way to walk away at that point.
When you're deep,
you're in focus mode.
You have to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, you know,
you lose
like,
it.
It's like 15, 20 minutes to ramp into where you, the tangled web of solving the problem that you
yeah.
have. I get it.
To try to get back.
There's, dude, another one I love is one I just posted. There's Claymation, you know, pirate with his hand out. Whenever my boss asks if something is possible to do in Power BI, well, yes, but actually no. Like, or like, and the reason that's funny is like, I even with my heavy core developers, right? It is so difficult to have conversations with someone who knows Power BI really well, and sometimes a business user, because there's this gap that starts to widen between mm-hmm. the level of complexity in a report
yeah.
and what you can do with calculations and how you have to shape things in modeling, et cetera, and the simplistic view of the world of the business user to yeah. have an intelligent conversation about like why it's difficult to produce the number that they're asking for.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Without bringing in things like, well, I can't do that because the filter context on the page is set to this. And if I
over their
that,
head
and the minute you say filter context, they're like,
what do you mean?
What? And then you throw things like DAX and calculation and like just this simple stuff, right?
Yes.
So I think this also brings forward like why Mike, right, when you talk about a framework, like the framework that we're in, right?
Yes.
Like I'm simplifying the terms of the complexity of what I'm doing on the yeah, development side. Like
exactly.
This speaks to that because it's just like, well, I could do that. Or well, this thing gets out of the box.
Well, the best part is they're like, hey, you're like, we can't do this because there's no really, like, you can't explain to them, like, well, unfortunately, what you're trying to do, there's no relationship between the tables and the yeah. primary key. They're like, well, we have it in Excel. It's like, yeah, that's because you manually input the copy and paste every week. And then they get frustrated. You and Power BI are like, I thought, like, why can't I do this? Like, what kind of tool is this? You're like,
a good one.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, and you can't go into the details like, well, they're two different databases. There's no relationship between them.
Yes.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
And they're like, yeah, but then they go, but we already have an Excel.
Struggle is real on that one. There's two different databases and I cannot get access to, there's no linkage between the
or
pieces
the,
of data.
There's literally just no a relationship between two, like customer products, you're like, where, or it's just like a multiple. Actually, that's the worst one. When it's like, you find out it's like, it's the only connector is an email as your key. Your email address. Oh, great.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, it's just literally customer ID.
I love random. Random text fields as
man.
Oh,
yeah.
It's good stuff.
There's so many good ones. There's another one here of old Yoda talking to baby Yoda. Okay, so old Yoda's talking to baby Yoda. And it goes, me telling new hires what life is like before Power BI theme generators and tabular editor. These
You're
are good.
There when I was born. Man, you guys are making me think about so many situations where like a report was in dev and the number was off and we didn't know because they were slicing by something. Like, so why when I click this, you know, like the monthly number completely goes off and you're like, or like the total doesn't match the, you know, like the values in the table,
yep,
because, yeah, which obviously theoretically and logically to every single person, it's just the sum. And they go, why is that? And you go, well, like, yeah, he's like, and then they think, how dumb is this tool if it doesn't sum a table? It's like, well, it's doing what it's
supposed to be doing.
That's the back and forth of Power BI.
Holy crap!
Like,
yeah,
you can do amazing things with it,
but then it
is also
a
gotcha. It's the gotcha, yeah. And we've hit it too, like a lot recently, from the standpoint that you're doing all these like amazing things behind the scenes. But there's a few points in the report that don't tie out. And the end user's like, God, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Like, and you're like, no, actually it does. But here's what you need to understand. And that's where like this level of, are you providing enough information to the end user? Are you explaining how the page works? You know, that kind of stuff.
I'm sorry. No user will ever understand, nor should we ever understand.
I know.
Why a table three don't match this comp. The only way to validate this is either using an external tool or you have to export in a freaking Excel yourself and just literally do your own function.
Yeah,
and you're
testing.
Like, yeah. But again, those are always the fun conversations. And yet,
here's another good meme. It's a little cartoon character sitting in his bed. He's just sleeping. Cut his eyes shut.
Oh, yes.
There's a picture of his brain, and his brain says, just a picture of the brain, and the brain's thinking, you don't know the difference between some and some X. And then the little character opens his eyes. He's just squinting, and then you see him making these angry faces.
I do it. Yeah, and the next one,
then you see there's a cell phone in his hand, and his screen, his face is lit up, trying to research what's going on with some and some X. I've done that. There have been times I have dreamed in Excel files. I have dreamed in DAX formulas because I was so deep into a problem.
You're in the weeds. You know you're in the weeds when you start thinking
dreaming about it in a language.
Like, dude, when I used to be a SQL DBA, author, man, we would have some just immensely complex problems, and I would literally have nightmares in SQL. Like, my language was SQL. And it's like, select all, you know, like, and I was having conversations with people in SQL, and your brain is just chewing over the problem. Mm-hmm. It's amazingly disturbing.
I know. I think I've actually had at least one time in all my time working in Power BI where I dreamt the solution. I actually came up with the solution, woke up and went, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And again, I only woke up at 2:30. It was like, of course, that's how I can do the relationship kind of thing. And then you're like, crap, I'm in bed.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Do I get up? Yes. You get up.
Yes.
Because if I lose this.
You make the mistake once where you're like, oh, I'll totally remember that in the morning. And then you wake up and you're like, wait, what was that? Crap. Dang it. Where is that?
I've dreamt the Power Query steps. Like, I can unpivot, create an index. Oh, my gosh. And then, yeah. That is a rite of passage.
There's another take on error messages.
Okay,
I posted. I'm gonna finish first.
Okay, go ahead.
So
the Shire.
Henry's not up there. Henry's not up there, right? But we get the unexpected error.
Yes.
Publishing failed for an unknown reason.
Yes.
And then you got Frodo from the Shire with the sidelong glance. He's like, and it's like, all right then, keep your secrets.
Exactly. That's so good. The YouTube feed is light up. People are starting to put in some really good ones now. Joe comments. He goes, I had just one the other day. Can you fix this data in this data table in Power BI? Me, why don't you fix the source data?
Yeah, the source. Yeah. Oh, I can't do anything. Garbage in, garbage out, man.
But it does so much. Just make it do everything.
Exactly. Just fix the data in Power BI. Can't your measure fix the data for you? Oh, no.
Well, I've heard a situation where people are like, why don't we do more machine learning and predictive analytics? Like, yeah, they're like, he's like, that. We need those answers kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, hold on. What's the question you're asking?
No, yeah, they're like. Doesn't it get smarter? Machine learning. I know that word.
You're like, why don't we do machine learning? We should totally put the data in machine learning. You're like, what's your question? Your data, you have no hierarchy or structured values. Everything you do is free form. And what the heck did you expect?
So there's another meme that's talking just about machine learning. It's what's the star guy from SpongeBob? Patrick.
Oh, I love this.
How dare you forget that?
So Patrick is two memes about Patrick. In one picture, Patrick's looking into a microscope with a lab coat on. Oh. And he goes, creating and analyzing data ML models in my mind versus real life. And then there's a next picture below. He's got a saw halfway through a table. He's got a hammer in hand, and he has a nail and a board stuck to his head. It's like, it's totally the opposite of like well-designed machine learning.
That
everything's
actually
just
made by me
a favorite. Mess.
I think that goes without saying that there's other cases where that happens kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man.
Mike, this one's relevant for like the interviews that we do that I pasted in there. So okay. Star Wars, right? You got the guy on the bridge looking at Darth Vader. It's like updates Power BI, reopens the report. It's an older PBIX, sir, but it checks out. It's like, what version do you have on your computer?
Yes.
I think there's actually more recently.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't have the right version, like with some of these changes, it'll be, it kind of tells you like things might get wonky on you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think there's two for us specifically being in it for a while. It's It says basically, new coworker, I noticed one of your old P by X files you're using has a really long nested if statement when you should be using switch. There are some other issues as well that we can review. Let me share my screen. I can go through with you. Me. And then it's Lion Witch in the Wardrobe.
Yep.
The lion. What's it?
Aslan.
Aslan. And he's first image. Do not cite the deep magic to me. I was there when it was written. And then to go along with that one too, it's Bane from Batman. And it's just him looking over. It's like, you merely adopted Power BI. I was born in it.
That's another good one. Who's the guy who goes out on the internet and does... He goes out on the internet and he goes, change my mind. I don't know. He's some guy. He'll make some kind of bold statement. And he's like, all right, change my mind. And so the meme is him with a coffee mug on a college campus. Something changed my mind. Data flows are already perfect. Go ahead.
Matthew Roach put that out there. Matthew Roach.
No, that goes a lot of conversations no, that we had. That actually goes back
serious
to
about that though.
I think that goes back to like our fifth episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was our one of the more intense ones still.
Yeah. There's one I just put in there. You don't the images are no big deal because this is like the life, right? But it's Hagrid and he's like looking down and it's like, no problem. Feel free to reach out anytime if you have any questions about Power BI. It's like, shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that, right? Like if you're the guy in your office or in the community or anywhere else, you're like, yeah, reach out anytime. You're like, oh crap,
I should not have said that.
You know what's coming.
Have you ever been on an email thread where you explain something in like a meeting and someone else is capturing the notes or capturing the action items? Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, they're like, if you have any questions, reach out to Mike. He'll help you out with the Power BI things. And I'm like, oh, you should not have said that.
Oh. did you guys see the clown one?
I
want to do with the best it. I just put it in the YouTube chat.
Is this okay? I'll grab the.
So basically, yeah. it's like four images of a guy getting more and more dressed up as a clown. So the first one's just a little makeup and says they'll probably just need one page of visuals. The next one, there's like the clown eyes. They should be clean by the time it gets to me. The next one, he's putting on the wig, like a clown wig. That calculation shouldn't be too hard to figure out. And then it's like the full clown. Sure, I can get that to you by the end of the week. And it's just like how ridiculous things become. And even when you scope, you're like, yeah, sure.
It's like a 5-minute fix. No problem.
Yeah, it's 5-minute fix.
And you're like, yeah. There's no keys between any of the tables.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Why is there no date here?
Everything is many to many. I can't do this.
And they're like, oh, yeah. They're like, yeah. And then they follow up with you 3 days. Hey, you should be having that. We do have a sales call. And you're like, okay.
Exactly.
Really? I love it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See what I can do. I'm surprised there's not on help desk any memes on that.
This one I almost shared the other day. This is the one where there's a girl playing Jenga, and the
this is the one I just sent you.
Yeah.
the girl's playing Jenga, and there's this huge tower of Jenga bricks, and she's carefully leaning over. She's really close, trying to get the brick out, and the top half of the entire tower is about to fall down and hit her in the head, and it goes. The bottom part of the meme, the words over top of her, me moving a table from my data model, like very carefully. And then at the top of it, all the measures that I'm about to lose. I've deleted so many measures by, I don't think I need that table. That's not table. Oh no, there goes all my measures.
It's not used anywhere.
Oh man. I just send this one in the chat and this will be in the description. The face SpongeBob is just phenomenal. It's basically, one of the other characters, wide eyes, sitting at a table, just looking dull, like freaked out. And it's like when you're in a meeting and you randomly think about all the crap you have floating around in your reports in production when you publish when you're a Power BI noob. And that is happening where you're like, someone's like, yeah, we can do that. And like something just makes you think, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
And then those, you can't, that's not, none of that's an easy fix, or would we do it?
Yes.
Because we didn't, yeah.
So that was another episode.
So warning. So that's warning, right? Like this, yes. Mm-hmm. This is, just remember, right? Like if you're building a report that you know is going to be around, if you push that thing out super fast and you start cutting corners, expect that the next time around, people are going to expect you to put it out that fast. And if you put your, if you start boxing yourself into a corner,
yeah,
like all of a sudden the business is not going to understand why one time you're going to be like, okay, I did this in 3 days, but this one's going to take me 2 weeks.
Yeah. They're like, why? You did it in 3 days.
I got a lot of stuff to fix.
And that's when you lean on the, well, you know, it's a framework, you know, filter context.
Yeah. Yeah. Which they love here. Yeah.
Exactly. You just start whipping out. Well, the, the facts and dimensions that I need, yeah, for
I don't know
why I chose that voice, because like, we're that guy.
Yeah,
but that's, I think, what we might sound like to the business user once in a while.
Seth is doing it again. He's trying to talk down to us. He's changing the voice again on us. They know.
Can you imagine having a conversation with business where it hits that mode? You're like,
if they ask for something, hey Seth, can you, would you, Seth, mind updating?
Why is it taking that long?
Well, you know.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are things on my end that I could explain in detail to you, but unfortunately, you might
the data types were not what we considered them to be.
You go pull out your.
We're gonna have to restructure the model. Yeah. There was a duplicate after we refreshed, which caused the error. Therefore.
Oh gosh, I'm crying now. Oh my word. You know what?
I'm creating that. People are going to think we're weird.
Oh my gosh.
This us start doing it. People are going to start to think it's a movement.
Oh my gosh.
I'm creating a character for that, man.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
We've done it. We've wasted basically a full hour of your time.
We've wasted an hour.
Of your time listening to funny memes. There is a boat ton of links in here. Tommy, good luck going back through the chat and trying to snag all those.
I really hope you use Flickr.
You captured a lot of the really good ones on the Flickr account.
Yeah.
And maybe you can add a couple more that
we'll
we didn't.
We'll put them all on Flickr.
We'll try and keep them all on Flickr. That album. That way we have one place to point to all the memes. Enjoy the memes. We all do this out of jest. This is just kind of a fun, you know, thank you all for listening to the podcast. Wow, you could tell I was in Texas there for about a little bit there. thank you for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you as listeners. If you enjoyed this, if you got a couple laughs out of this, if you can relate to the pain that we're going through as Power BI developers, please tell one other person about the podcast. Just share it with them. Send a link to them internally if you're talking about it. Hey, there's a cool podcast. It's called Explicit Measures. Yes, you have to know about Power BI so you know about explicit measures. But share it with somebody else, and maybe they can get some laughs out of it, or they can learn a couple things too. So with that, Tommy, where can you find the podcast?
So if you are listening, and I don't know why at this point still. For the...
So if you're listening. If you're
listening on your audio device and we're like, nope, already gone. If you're listening and you want to join the conversation live, not that we're going to do these types often, but if you want to join on and provide your own input, every Tuesday and Thursday, we're going to keep it going, 7:30 a.m. Central, YouTube, LinkedIn. Follow Power BI Tips on the channels because they do a great job. You guys, I don't know.
We do.
Who the hell?
We do.
Yeah, we. Yeah, I don't have. Sure.
Words, Tommy, okay. Words.
The Power BI team, Power BI Tips team, does a great job of posting everything that's going on, what we'd be posting. If you want to subscribe so you can get all the other episodes that are more audio-facing, subscribe on Apple and Spotify.
This has been the best episode ever. wait till we get to episode 100. It'll be even better. More memes coming in episode 100.
Yeah.
On a podcast.
We actually did it.
Thank you all very much, and we'll see you next week.